Today, the federal government released its recommendations for what Americans should eat in order to maintain their health. This is the fourth revision of the guidelines. They were first released in 1980. There are no astonishing changes in this latest version, but there are some interesting differences from previous years. Joining us to discuss the new guidelines is NPR's Joe Palca, just back from a news conference where the guidelines are formally released. Joe, as I understand it, the government tells us we should eat a variety of foods. What does that mean?
Well, actually, this is a celebration of American culture, in a sense, Linda. They're talking about trying to encourage people to eat almost everything in sight, with the caveat that make sure that some of them are fruits and vegetables and not all heavy meats. So what they're trying to do is take advantage of the fact there's a lot of different foods available in this country, and that if people sprinkle around their diet so that they're eating plenty of grains and plenty of fruits and vegetables and not only the meats and the heavier items, then they'll have a healthy diet.
We've obviously heard this message before. Does the government really think that saying that you should eat a variety of foods is going to make a difference in the health of Americans?
Well, obviously, there's a good evidence that if you mix up your diet, you'll get all the nutrients you need, so you don't need to take supplements. You'll get enough of the trace elements that you need, so you won't need to take any of those. So they're right in one sense. What they're trying to do is make it reasonable for someone to follow these guidelines. And they're saying, you know, that people can do it without major changes into their lifestyle. And the other thing that's interesting, Linda, is for the first time they're saying, add exercise. Don't try to lose weight or try to maintain your weight strictly by what you eat. Try to do it with your exercise regimen as well. And this is a good example of where they're saying it's a relevant program or relevant guidelines, because the exercises aren't go out and run a marathon. The exercises are get 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day. And if it's walking, walking's okay. If it's gardening, if it's housekeeping, fine. But do 30 minutes a day and that'll be good for you.
For the first time, the guidelines suggest that a carefully chosen vegetarian diet can provide adequate nutrition. That's new. Any other surprises?
Well, yeah, the vegetarian part is new in the sense that the idea was before that meats were included in sort of the basic food groups that you needed to have. And now they're saying if you're careful, you might have to take some extra zinc if you can't get enough zinc from vegetables, which I gather you cannot. But you can have a healthy diet eating just vegetables. The other interesting thing they're saying this year is alcohol. Now, they're not recommending that people go out and start drinking alcohol, but they're saying if you're an adult and you can drink responsibly, that drinking in moderation, which they define as one drink for a woman and two drinks for a man, may actually be helpful to you because there's some evidence that it's good for your heart.
Now, in the past, consumer groups and the food industry have criticized these guidelines as being sort of namby-pamby, affected by various interest groups, not real health.
Yeah.
Is that happening again?
Yep. Maybe not quite as loud a roar, but there were plenty of people at today's news conference who were quick to damn the guidelines for not stating forcefully enough that meat is bad for you or that you should be taking more vitamin supplements to be healthy. On the other hand, the meat board was not quite as negative as you might think. They feel that they're changing with the times and that they have to respond, and they will.
What are the chances that USDA or HHS will still issue these guidelines 5 years from now? Is this the kind of thing that the government might conceivably cut when they're cutting the budget?
Well, this comes out of what they call the discretionary parts of their budgets. And these kinds of programs, these educational programs, are not the targets of the main budget cuttings exercises that we're hearing about. Those are bigger programs like farm subsidies and food stamps and things like that. I don't want to belittle it, but it's the smaller items, the nickel and dime stuff. And if the agencies have enough money, they'll probably continue to do this. If they don't, if they're really pressed, this could go out the window too.
Thanks very much. NPR's Joe Palca.